what
like
about
your blood.
What about a the same sort of situation and somebody who had a specially light-colored skin but had a black grandparent or great-grandparent?
It would still be a mulatto, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
That's my interpretation of it. Now, down in the South Pacific, they call them half-castes.
Do they?
Yeah.
What do Negroes call other, especially light-skinned Negroes?
Well, they call them Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with the term high yellow?
I've heard the high yellow term.
You don't?
But that was mostly used by the white people that I'd heard.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard the Negroes saying, I've heard them say, now, and I plan over there, I've heard him say she's a light-skinned Negro. Light-skinned, that's where they refer to.
If you were working in a situation when you where you had a foreman, and say his name was John Black, let's say, what would you call him?
I'd call him John.
Mm-hmm. If you had a boss who was a step up from a foreman, his name was John Black, what would you call him now?
I'd call him John.
When you addressed him?
Yeah. Oh, I called him Mr. Black, I don't like him.
Mm-hmm. But if you weren't using his last name?
I'd probably call him John.
You mentioned the term poor whites and crackers. And how do you define poor whites as you know it? I mean, you may not
use it. Well, that's people who come from poor means.
Mm-hmm.
But the niggers refer to it as a derogatory thing. It's your poor crackers, you know, you're the lowest in the barrel, in other words.
Yeah.
That's what they refer to.
Okay. Do you know any other terms Negroes use for poor whites?
No.
Or even for whites?
No, we couldn't record. I wouldn't.
Okay. This might be interesting. It is. And it's just something you used to hear in the local.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What do you call a person, someone who lives out in the country, he doesn't know anything about town ways, and he's conspicuous when he comes to town?
He's countryman.
Okay. Of himself, he might say, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old...
country boy. I've heard that many times.
Do you know the term Hoosier by any chance?
Hoosier, that's the Hoosier State, Louisiana.
Okay. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you say might say, well, it's not quite midnight, but it's...
5 minutes till, 1:45.
Okay, if you didn't give them an exact time, you'd say it's...
Oh, it's about 11:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, at a party, you look at your watch and it's 11:30 or so, and you say, we better be getting home. I say it's 11:45.
Mm-hmm.
You say, we better be getting home. It's blank midnight.
Nearly midnight.
Okay. You slip and then you catch yourself, and then you might say, this is a dangerous place. I almost
fell.
Okay. And if,
wait, you see where Hank Williams fell off that cliff, Junior?
No.
Hank
Mr. Williams,
Western Man, man, he's in bad shape.
Where?
500 feet to bed.
I didn't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. It was somewhere in the mountain park.
Wow.
Hey, for yesterday.
Well, you weren't as good as your dad, right?
No.
I hate to see him fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
If he hadn't fallen off that cliff and he came pretty close to doing it, what would you say? Describing.
He nearly fell.
Mm-hmm. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, and he calls to you and says, hey, will you be ready soon? Use my answer. I'll be with you in
just a minute.
Okay. You know the right. You're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. Somewhere you're traveling. Somewhere you're not sure of the distance. You ask somebody, how
far is to so and so?